Current Events and Trends, July-August 2022, by Beyond Today Editor. An overview of events and conditions around the world featured in the July-August 2022 issue of Beyond Today. Trans Trenders, Are Harmful Spreading Social Contagion? A mom writing on Substack's Parents with Inconvenient Truths About Trans states, "My teenage daughter has decided that she is trans. So have all her friends. Not some of them, not most of them, every single one." She had never heard of trans and had no signs of gender dysphoria until she was moved to a new, cool, trans-friendly school by her unsuspecting, politically liberal parents. There she met a group of geeky, or dare I say, nerdy, smart, slightly, but not very, gender nonconforming, artsy kids. As I understand it, they all discovered trans together. The old cis friends were swiftly discarded in favor of this exciting new peer group. Trans, A Dangerous Youth Subculture, April 11, 2022. How can a group of teens all become trans at the same time, especially when actual gender dysphoria is extremely rare? As she goes on to say, it's a social contagion, with everyone imitating each other to fit in, the new subculture providing a sense of identity and belonging. They can bond together in their victimhood while they're increasingly celebrated as brave and special. Various clinicians and psychologists have sounded the alarm over the viral spread of this identity. A Canadian sex neurologist argues that these sharply increasing numbers are the result of the social capital gained nowadays from identifying as something other than a heterosexual woman or man. This is in tandem with educators' growing obsession with teaching sexual and gender identity curriculum to students at as young of an age as possible, including those in kindergarten. Deborah So, Doubling of LGBT-Identifying Americans is Due to Trendiness, Washington Examiner, February 25, 2022. While some of these trans trenders may yet transition out, psychological harm is being done, and some may be persuaded into hormone drugs and physical alteration with permanent effects. Let us all pray for the healing of the minds of today's confused generation. Feminist author decries fruits of sexual revolution. In a recent series of articles in Britain's Daily Mail, excerpted from her new book, The Case Against the Sexual Revolution, feminist author Louise Perry argues that the sexual revolution has been a disaster for women. For younger women in particular, today's sexual culture is destructive, divorcing love and commitment from sex and favoring one-night stands, casual hookups, and friends with benefits arrangements. Worse still, it pressures them into promiscuity, bombards them with violent pornography, and tells them to enjoy being humiliated and assaulted in bed. Once you permit the idea that people can be product, everything is corroded. The sexual revolution that began in the 1960s certainly freed women from the burdens of chastity and motherhood, but it also brought the triumph of the playboy, pretending they were liberating women when in truth, it was their own libidos and depravities that were liberating. Why the sexual revolution has been a disaster for women today, but a gift for men. May 27, 2022. Yet it has also been terribly corrupting and harmful to men as well, consigning many to different varieties of trouble and heartache. In the next extract, she takes on other feminists who deride marriage. Per the article teaser, "Yes, it's hard work," she says, "and most don't live up to a romantic ideal, but it still offers the best protection possible for a woman and her children. Get married and do your best to stay married." May 28th. Perry makes many valuable observations here, and what she says is well worth reading, though she does not, unfortunately, make it all the way to the biblical counsel of avoiding sex outside of marriage altogether. She does point out that while the monogamous marriage model may be unusual, it is also spectacularly successful. When monogamy is imposed on a society, it tends to become richer and more stable, with lower rates of both child abuse and domestic violence. Birth rates and crime rates both fall, which encourages economic development, and wealthy men, denied the opportunity to devote their resources to acquiring more wives, in polygamous society, instead invest in property, businesses, employees, and other protective endeavors. A monogamous marriage system is successful in part because it pushes men away from CAD mode, particularly when premarital sex is also prohibited. If a man wants to have sex in a way that's socially acceptable, he has to make himself marriageable. That means holding down a good job and setting up a household suitable for the raising of children. In other words, he has to tame himself. Fatherhood then has a further taming effect, even at the biochemical level. A society of tamed men is a better society to live in, for men, for women, and for children. The monogamous marriage model is also the best solution yet discovered to the problems presented by child rearing. Such a model allows mothers and children to be physically together and at the same time financially supported. Which is why, as a feminist, the most important piece of advice I can offer to the young women of today is this. Get married and do your best to stay married, particularly if you have children. These directives are hard to follow because we no longer live in a culture that incentivizes perseverance in marriage. But it is still possible for individuals to go against the grain and do the harder, less fashionable thing. Another horrific school shooting. On May 24, 2022, we saw another terrible school shooting, this one in Uvalde, Texas, when an 18-year-old crazed gunman sprayed elementary school classrooms with bullets, leaving 19 children and two teachers dead. There is no answer anyone can give to assuage the deep hurt families have suffered with this kind of senseless loss. Our hearts go out to them all. In considering such incidents, we are struck with how these things have changed in America over the past few decades. These kinds of events remain relatively rare, and the odds of being killed this way very low. But there was a time when such an event was unthinkable. Now it's sadly not. Many have an unshakable sense that something is terribly wrong with our society as it drifts farther away from God. But the needed changes are a leap too far. A similar sense no doubt gripped ancient Israel. The people then were both fearful and complacent about the direction of the nation, and horribly, they were willingly misled to forsake the laws of God, their leaders leading them to destruction. Likewise, in the United States and the Western world today, we are seeing a great betrayal of our people more than at any time in our history, and we need to brace ourselves for more and more bad news. What causes a young man to have such bitterness and rage that he would lash out to shoot his grandmother and then gun down all of those children and teachers? We should realize that the majority of people in this world would not be willing to hear it. The answer isn't getting rid of all the guns, as some suggest. Apparently, this youth was very troubled, abusing animals, threatening others, and making cuts on his face. Beyond his family traumas, there was likely demonic influence, and the wayward society no doubt helped to shape the way he was. The fact is, while mankind has achieved amazing technological advances in this age, our spiritual development is abysmal, our problems being spiritual in nature. Many of our political leaders, educators, and ecclesiastical leaders have no real spiritual understanding and may seem openly proud to stand with those who reject God's laws and commandments. See Isaiah 3:9. They have willingly participated in the destruction of the family and of the roles of men and women in marriage. Many of them willingly support the perversion of the institution of marriage and the murder of the unborn and abortion. When we obey God, there is hope and happiness, and not the horrible despair so many suffer. The way of life most people live produces brokenness and ungodly character. Thankfully, there is a great hope for everyone in God's plan, and it involves a transformation of character. See Romans 12:2. The work of the church is to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God as a witness and to warn this world of the destructive direction of the way of life they are living. After we have done this, the end will come. Matthew 24:14, 7:13-14. Let us all pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:10. Of that coming time, God tells us, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 11:9. Overestimating U.S. population subgroups. polling data from YouGov, January 14th through 20th, 2022, reveals that Americans seriously miscalculate the size of demographic groups within the United States, overestimating minority population figures and underestimating the majority. This is likely due to media portrayal of society, helping to drive certain narratives and agendas. Some of the estimates follow, along with true proportions drawn from the U.S. Census Bureau and other sources. No doubt this happens in other countries as well. Native American, estimated 27%, actual 1%. Jewish, estimated 30%, actual 2%. Black, estimated 41%, actual 12%. Hispanic, estimated 39%, actual 17%. Asian, estimated 29%, actual 6%. White, estimated 59%, actual 64%. Household income over $500,000, estimated 26%, actual 1%. Left-handed, estimated 34%, actual 11%. Vegan or vegetarian, estimated 30%, actual 5%. Transgender, estimated 21%, actual 0.6%. Gay or lesbian, estimated 30%, actual 3%. Bisexual, estimated 29%, actual 4%. Atheist, estimated 33%, actual 3%. Muslim, estimated 27%, actual 1%. Christian, estimated 58%, actual 70%. Live in New York City, estimated 30%, actual 3%. Live in California, estimated 32%, actual 12%. Source: From Millionaires to Muslims, Small Subgroups of the Population Seem Much Larger to Many Americans. YouGov.com, March 15, 2022. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.